On this day, many children, and perhaps adults as well, will engage in a very fun activity of hunting for Easter eggs. Hunting for Easter eggs has become a tradition in many families, with lots of Easter egg hunts in various communities and in parks and playgrounds. The tradition of hunting for Easter eggs actually came from the 16th century in Germany, where villages would have the men and the boys go around and hide Easter eggs so that the women and the girls of the village could find the eggs, and they could only begin the Easter feast when all the eggs had been discovered. Well, that tradition came from this gospel story which we heard today, the story of women going to find the tomb opened, finding that all of their fears, their disappointments, their despair, and their grief, finding all of that completely washed away in finding an open tomb, in finding the risen Jesus standing before them with his words of, "Go ahead of me, for there you will find me, and tell my disciples." Jesus is risen. That is what the women found on this first Easter day. Many times in our life, we are looking for life. We are looking for answers to our problems, answers to our fear, and even our grief, hoping to find something which will be the answer that we have been searching for. On this Easter, we are challenged, indeed called, to be as brave and courageous as the women who went to the tomb on that first Easter day in order to find what might lie in the darkness, find what might be found in all that frightens us. Easter day is a day not of hiding Easter eggs so that no one will ever find them, but Easter day is a day of finding. Easter day is a day in which we discover the new life that the risen Christ invites us to enjoy. Today is Easter. May this day be a day in which you discover something new, perhaps in the least expected places, finding life, finding hope, finding the risen Christ going before you, calling you into the new life of resurrection and eternal joy. Amen.